Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here. Well, hello, hello, ladies. Welcome back to another episode of Holy Healthy Christian Moms. This is Erin Kay, one of your co-hosts of this podcast. Now, those of you who are new to our podcast, I am located in a teeny tiny town called Chapin in South Carolina. And this episode, I'm going to be sharing another article that I wrote for our local magazine, our local Chapin magazine, which I have the privilege and the honor of writing articles for about six times a year. So this is my latest entry, and it's all about Holy Healthy, but it's about the glory days. So sit back, grab a cup of your favorite drink, or just dial in as you're driving down the road, wherever you're listening to this, and just enjoy this story about the glory days. Ah, the glory days. We've heard this statement many times. When you think of the glory days in your life, what do you think of? High school, college, being a newlywed, Bruce Springsteen. Joking aside, what do you think of? What was going on in your life at the time? What did you look like, feel like, and think like? Who were you surrounded by? What did you do for fun? Take a moment right now to just take a deep breath and soak up all the goodness that you experienced during that period of time. Now think about some of the hard things that happened to you during your self-ascribed glory days. Did you go through a bad breakup? Did you experience a miscarriage as a newlywed? Did your parents split up? Or did your best friend betray your trust? Now take another deep breath and reflect on what you are about to read. Listen to. Life is a mix of the exciting and carefree times just as much as it is filled with heartache and heartbreak. Listen again. Life is a mix of the exciting and carefree times just as much as it is filled with heartache and heartbreak. You see, I believe glory days is a misnomer. When you look up glory days in the good old Merriam-Webster, or Google's version of Merriam-Webster, you'll find the definition to say a time in the past regarded as being better than the present. When you go back and put yourself in what you view as your glory days, don't the hard times and the tears seem to evaporate away? Doesn't your brain seem to zero in on the emotions that release a rush of endorphins and a pining of days gone by? It's a simple phenomenon. Our brain wants us to focus on the good along our life journey, which can mute some of the pain during those seasons of glory. The beauty of the glory days, you think of, is actually a big mix of the happy and the sad, the easy and the hard, the triumphs and the trials, the sun and the rain, and who was by your side for it all. Being a resident of this magnificent town of Chapin allows all of us in this town to live in the glory days of today. Whatever town you are in gives you the opportunity to live in the glory days of today. In Chapin, we are surrounded by good and loving people here in the good old 29036. I experienced this firsthand during Thanksgiving and Christmas of 2021. Unfortunately, I needed another knee surgery and was non-weight bearing for 6 excruciatingly long weeks. That's hard for a mom with 4 young children during Christmas time with a husband who works from home. It was my right leg, so this meant no driving too. Yikes. Over this 6-week period of time, I was showered with incredible love from my tiny town of Chapin. We had 6 weeks of meals every other night during the busiest time of year, Christmas. Friends with families of their own stopped their own busy lives to care for us. We had multiple offers and frequent follow-through to help transport our children to and from church while I recovered. Friends took my boys for much, much overdue haircuts. That made my boys feel like they were on top of the world. Folks were eagerly asking to take my 4 children to the zoo and for picnic fun. Other friends enjoyed playing Santa's elves, taking aprons that needed monogramming to our little monogramming shop here in town. We had youth from our church mowing our lawn, and those said youth tying my son's shoes without my asking because it was too hard for me to do. That had me weepy. We had craft kits delivered with delicious homemade cookie trays, beautiful flowers that were delivered the day of my surgery, fresh made bread from scratch that melted in my mouth, followed with hours of conversation, which my heart needed so deeply. Sisters in Christ sitting next to me on the couch, listening to me talk about how hard the healing process is and praying with me. Hiring and paying for a cleaning lady to come and scrub my house for me. Y'all, that's incredible. The pastor's wife from our church delivered some extra delicious food for us. After numerous exchanges over text, she said she wanted to come and be the hands and feet of Jesus for me for a while. After talking with me for a while, she left, and my husband fixed me a bowl of her chicken noodle soup. I was so overwhelmed by her love and the love that had been poured over my family for weeks prior that I started crying right into my soup. It felt like I was eating a warm hug. The 6 weeks after my surgery allowed me just a tiny snippet of the evidence that I am living in the glory days, even though recovery was hard. Friends, we live in a beautiful world full of caring and loving citizens. We should be thankful that every day can be a glory day if we choose to see it that way. Even if things are difficult for you right now, find the good and know that each and every season is full of goodness and glory because we belong to Him. In Psalm 19:1, it says, "Every day the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands." I want to challenge you to treat every day with the spirit and invigoration that comes from what we traditionally think of as the glory days. Treat every day like it's a glory day. Treat every day like it is a day of glory. Proclaim His glory each and every day. Amen.
My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Help and Wellness Support Group on Facebook and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.aaronkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.